Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, Jamaica becomes the first country in the Caribbean to host the UEFA Champions League trophy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica again became a trailblazer in the region after this week becoming the first Caribbean country to host the prestigious UEFA Champions League trophy, a special treat for the throng of football lovers across the country. The trophy was brought to the island by Heineken through its local distributor Red Stripe Limited under its Champion the Match campaign. The trophy visited the island from March 20 to 23, making stops at several locations, including Fireside Jerkin Bar in Clarendon, the National Indoor Sports Center in Kingston, Margaritaville in Ocho Rios, St. Anne, and Pier 1 restaurant in Montego Bay, St. James. At each location, patrons got the opportunity to get up close and personal with the trophy as part of the trophy tour experience. Some lucky patrons were also given the opportunity to interact with former Manchester United and Real Madrid player and Champions League ambassador Ruud van Nistelrooy as part of the festivities.
Well, it's a great experience. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. You might never get to see it again. So, I'm a part of you. Just come and celebrate like never before. Manchester United, if you cheat, I'm a team Real Madrid, have it more. So, you know, we are two Man U fans, so we just do it like never before, you know?
Yeah, you know, once-in-a-lifetime. We do the World Cup, FA Cup, so, you know, time short. We don't know when we have to go, so we have to just get peace and win them a fight, but, you know?
Donoghue McCoy and before him Ramesh Lawrence, fresh after celebrating with the trophy at the National Indoor Sports Center earlier this week. Typically, only the winners of the Champions League trophy and a few select others are allowed to touch it, but one lucky individual, Marlon Campbell, had the opportunity to carry it to the display podium in Kingston. He recaps the experience.
I was a bit nervous, to tell you the truth. I was like, whoa, there is so much history in that piece of silverware. It is indeed a big honor, and I am stoked that I got the chance to hold the Champions League trophy. And it's a sign that next year Manchester United will be holding the Champions League trophy.
Special advisor to the Minister of Sports, Ali McNabb, who was also on hand, said the trophy's visit to Jamaica bodes very well for the future of local football.
Government standpoint, we welcome this kind of initiative because it provides an incentive to our young players to aspire to play in the European League, where we see the Messis and we see the Ronaldos participating.
Aside from the festivities associated with the trophy's visit to the island, a lot of hard work and preparation went on behind the scenes to make it a reality. Red Stripe had to bid for the opportunity, competing against some of North, Central, and South America's largest countries. Managing Director of Red Stripe, Ricardo Nuncio, elaborates.
We were actually competing against close to 15 countries. It was really exciting because we put a plan that brought a lot of excitement. The way they said Jamaica, yes, is because of two reasons. We are a recently acquired company, so it was also a commitment from Heineken to say, yes, we want Jamaica to feel excited about Heineken. And number two, there's a lot of good things about Jamaica. We are showing the beautiful beaches, we're showing beautiful places, we have the mountains, we have beautiful people, we have friendly people, we have people that think big and then show up big. So they said, yes, Jamaica's a perfect fit for the trophy. I mean, it's a country of less than 3 million inhabitants, but at the end, what made the difference is that we're impacting almost all corners of Jamaica, and we're making it in a very fun and interactive way.
Managing Director of Red Stripe, Ricardo Nuncio. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to tune in again next time for another edition of Sports Spotlight, right here on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.